Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College football playoff, college football weekend recap, I'm sorry, at 7:15, but right now, Adafi Owe is looking like a different football player in Los Angeles right now. Ed, how you feel about that?
We've seen this movie before. I don't know what to think about it, actually, except maybe that is the reason we can't muster a pass rush.
Yeah.
The first thing I would think of, because it is a little unusual to see guys, you know, lead the team and all of a sudden do what you swore he was never going to be able to do here.
Mm-hmm.
And happen quickly. So mm-hmm. I don't know what to think other than that.
Has the defense been better since he left?
Yes.
So what does it matter? Like, the defense has been better since he's gone. They got a safety. They were able to move mm-hmm. Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I'm not saying the trade was.
Yeah. I'm just saying, because I think a lot of people go, see what they did?
Well, I think it's a bigger problem, though. It's not about just Owe leaving and who you got for him. I think the question would be, is there a problem with the way we're training with pass rushers?
Yeah.
That they go to another team. Like, it's not like he went off season and all of a sudden turned around. All of a sudden he goes to another team and it's, something happened where he's looking much better.
Four sacks in 4 weeks.
Yeah. Like,
this would be the second time that this has happened. Za'Darius Smith choosing, and I don't think anybody faulted him, choosing Judon over Za'Darius Smith, and then he went off and had mm-hmm. success. But I don't think this has been an issue with the Ravens. Like, we've been talking about them looking for pass rushers, but they've also been drafting at the back end of the first round, and it's like they've taken some chances on some pass rushers, just haven't worked out, whether it's the second round with Ajabo or the end of the first with Owe.
My argument is not that it's a trend. My concern is that it happened with him. I mean, because if he goes on to be a premier pass rusher, you drafted him, he was here, and he couldn't do that. I will ask a question, not because it's a trend, but what happened, what went wrong here? That's still my concern. If he goes on to have success, and I hope he does. I like Owe.
But they weren't going to pay him at the end of the year either.
They would have if he was successful before.
Maybe if they could.
With this productivity, they would have, because I don't think they would have made other decisions, like maybe get Mike Green, like maybe some other things they've done. I think they had to do because he didn't pan out here. And let's keep it real. I mean, we still got to wait and see whether he's going to pan out. Mm-hmm. If he finishes the rest of the season, those only four sacks that he has with the Chargers, then I'm not going to say, see, I told you so. But if he continues to get to the quarterback and wreak havoc, then if you don't ask the question, what went wrong here? If you can tell me that, I don't believe you.
It's just odd to see such a quick difference.
Yes.
That's my only problem with
this. We're not talking about off-season.
Right. It wasn't like an off-season training program or the only thing, maybe because they have a better pass rush. And, you know, he's not getting as much attention.
I mean, if you think about, who is it, Khalil Mack now that came back on the other side of him, could it be something like that? Maybe it's just, look, fresh chance and they drafted him because he was a talented player.
Yes.
But does he put it together? And again, as I'm looking at it now.
I can't remember. Tupelotu?
Yeah. Tupelotu. Yeah.
He's got seven sacks already.
Yeah.
So he's got seven. Max got three. Always got four now. Maybe because they've got a much better pass rush that it just
opens
things up for other people.
Also, some of it's been game flow. I mean, it's the Tennessee Titans who, for whatever reason, they got two defensive special team scores to start that game. Minnesota, who they just trounced on a Thursday night. Indianapolis, who came back and beat them. And then Miami, who I just checked, and they still stink. They beat Miami by two, if people remember that. Two.
29-27. I don't remember it. I'm looking at it right here.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I get it. I don't have a problem when you move on from someone and they have success elsewhere. Like, I'm happy for you. Go do your thing because you got back a piece that you needed.
I'm happy for him too. However, if he goes on and becomes a premier pass rusher, it does make me at least curious about why he could not have been that guy here. I agree with you. This is not a trend to me.
Well, there have been a lot of guys that complain about this scheme.
I think Chuck Smith is a tremendous developer of pass rushers.
I do too.
However, Chuck Smith doesn't develop the overall scheme. He just develops the overall rusher.
Well, wasn't Judon the one complaining about it here? When, like, hey, if you want me to go get you double-digit sacks, unleash me. Stop having me drop into coverage all the damn time or whatever. You know, and again, there's a give and take to it, but maybe I'm in the minority here. I don't have an issue. If Oweh has success with the Chargers, I'm happy for you.
We agree. But it does make me curious as to why it couldn't happen here. If the same as a quarterback. Let's say you drafted Lamar. And the passing part never developed. And he goes on somewhere else and he does what he's doing now with another team. I'm like, whoa.
Daniel Jones.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Daniel Jones. Sam Darnold. Two perfect examples. Yeah. You mean to tell me right now those teams that drafted him, the fan bases, they aren't wondering, wait a minute, what the hell? Mm-hmm. How can you do that here? Well, New York Jets fans aren't. They know exactly why.
They're supposed to.
They know exactly why. You know, because who did Jets kill?
Carl.
Jets killed Carl.
Carl been dead for years.
Donald threw for 330 yards and four TDs last night.
He was, what, he completed his first 17 passes.
21 out of 24.
Was he in the game when they were up 30?
You're an idiot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, listen, y'all talking about pass rushers, man. Yeah. Thank God the Ravens didn't go out and get Parsons, man. $47 million for one tackle and your team lose to the Panthers at home.
Yeah, but he single-handedly won him a game 2 weeks ago.
I mean,
hey, yeah, hold on. Man. Jeremy, how dare you? Use facts.
You didn't want to talk about
to
that one?
To back up his.
You just want to talk about this one.
No, it's all good. No, I'm going to start using more facts instead of, you know, going off emotions and everything like that. You know, so some things I can improve on. I've been working on my radio
more facts.
Adequacy.
That's
you know,
the line
all that
of the
stuff
year.
Like that. But, yeah, I want to get my prediction, too. You know,
give it.
What y'all think about the game tonight, man? I got it. Like, I know it's going to be a high scoring game because of the Dallas defense, though, but. I'm not sold on the Cardinals and little Kyler Murray.
Well,
that's what Jerry Coleman used to call him, right? Little Kyler Murray.
Let me tell you a couple different things. First off, right now they don't have, at least the way it looks, they don't have Kyler Murray starting tonight. And I don't know if he's going to play coming off that injury or whatnot. He still has. Here, let me pull up.
But they talked about putting him in packages, which tells me he's healthy.
Which is weird, yeah. But the only thing I want to say, you know, Kyler Murray's from Texas.
The only thing I just want to say is that next year, Kyler Murray will be playing for the Oakland A's or the West Sacramento A's.
Hey, yeah. I don't know if you know this, Rashawn. Kyler Murray, I think, has played 9 games at Dallas' stadium. He's 9-0. Going back to high school. Yeah. College when he was at Oklahoma. Yeah. And then now the times he's been on the Cardinals here, he hasn't lost there. Ever.
So what you're saying is you putting all your money, yeah, that's going to be one of your bets tonight on the Cardinals.
He's not
starting.
We don't know what's happening yet. He's still questionable for the game, but every outlet that I look at has Jacoby Brissett starting.
He's not starting.
But the spread tells you he is. Huh?
Yeah, that spread is kind of tricky right now. It is trying to, you know, basically saying that he's, you know, you might start, might play. So they should get fined. Didn't the Ravens get in trouble for this last week, right?
No, that's not why the Ravens got in trouble. The Ravens got in trouble because they allowed Lamar Jackson to be on a scout team, and then they ruled him out of the game.
After he practiced.
Yeah,
that's, oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
He practiced in full.
So the other thing, too, with this, and the reason why I'm picking Arizona, is that the line hasn't moved. It got to 3, mm-hmm. and 80% of the public is on the Cowboys. And it's not moving. It's just staying there. And some of it might be a fluctuation. Once, if Kyler Murray gets announced in, maybe you see the line change a little bit. I don't know. But I am going to take Arizona plus +3. It just, the line stinks to me.
Rashawn, before we get you out of here, who you got?
I got the Cowboys in the high scoring game, 43-35. You know, and I think this is going to be a statement game for us tonight, man. Get back on track.
How many statements y'all making? You make more statements than a politician, Cowboys. You've had six statement games.
This is a real statement game. We're going to get back on track tonight because we got the Cardinals tonight and we got the Raiders next week. So,
on a little winning streak, beat the Cardinals and the Raiders, you've made a big statement. Whoa. By the way, this new computer system over here, I love it, man. It's one mouse, it rolls over for me.
Oh, really? To the other screen?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I only got one computer, though. Is that part of your deal? Well, my contract's up next year. I want two computers. That's what I want.
I haven't turned this computer on in about 8 years.
Give me your computer, too.
You can have it. It just gets in my way.
And it'll be weird when I go over and just start leaning over him, typing while he's talking. Just
one mouse. Let's see. I'm liking it. I'm digging it, man. 410-583-1057. Shovels. Yes, sir.
I know Ed sent the text about Joe Flacco. Do you know what he's done in his last four games?
Know what?
Goodness gracious. 1,241 yards, 11 touchdowns, one interception in four games with the Bungles.
Yeah.
He's been killing it, man. You got to throw it 70 times a game. You would be, too.
With these guys around, you got to kill it, too. I mean, hats off to them. I'm taking nothing away from them.
Well, the Bengals have invented losing now. It's like, what do we want to do?
There was a stat up here. Their defense is historically bad. Historically bad.
Remember when I said that in the offseason, they didn't do anything to fix it?
Yeah. I think we're the only team to have score 38 points or more in a game and lose all the games since 1970.
It's so good.
It's like
Shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, college football weekend recap.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.